the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Waste your bets, you jack wagons. Brad, the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis an E, another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 podcast. You know what we already got in hand. Tickets, because we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Plus 100 odds or greater is a requirement, whether Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NHL playoffs getting underway. Heck, if you want to fire off on some NFL draft related less than a week from this Friday episode, Lundy, be my guest. Just give me plus money. What do you have?
I'm not worried about the draft. No. I mean, I'm a D-gen, but even I don't bet on the draft.
Well, I already have. Broncos go to running back first round. Book it.
You're nuts. All right. So let's get into the Stanley Cup playoffs, shall we? Those get underway tomorrow. And in fact, the first game on the schedule for tomorrow, a little St. Louis and Winnipeg. But here's what we're doing. Let's take these four teams to win their first round series. Pretty simple. We're going to go with Carolina Hurricanes, the Toronto Maple Leafs, the Vegas Golden Knights, and Ovi and company there with the Washington Capitals. These are all four teams that are favored, for the most part, pretty heavily favored to win their first round series. But we put them all together over at Caesars. That's a sexy payday, folks. Plus 286. I'm not going to dive into a bunch of them, but I will say this. I don't think there's a lot of argument to be made against Washington, against Carolina, or against Vegas, for that matter. Vegas has the matchup against the Minnesota Wild. I don't think Vegas is going to have any problem at all with Minnesota. That should be relatively easy. Carolina, home ice advantage and taking on the Devils. Carolina is just flat out a better team overall. Toronto, here's what I'll tell you about Toronto. Toronto, like, Maple Leafs fans understand this. Like, all Toronto does every single year in the postseason is break the hearts of everybody north of the border. They're going to get out of the first round. I will tell you this, and I'll have a bonus bet for you coming up during bonus time. I don't think they're going to sweep, but it might be close against Toronto. For Toronto fans against Ottawa, this might be the best team that they have had in the last half decade. The talent that they have on that roster, this is the one that should give them a push as they go through the Eastern Conference. And I think they are going to shake the first round monkey off their back. And in fact, I think they're going to do it in convincing fashion. So Toronto, Carolina, Vegas, and Washington, all of them win their first round series plus 286 at Caesars.
Oh, hey, Leafs, do it for Mike Myers, por favor. He has been a fan that's been dragged down through the muck over the years with your despondent play in the postseason. So very juicy plus 286, to say the least, here with Lundy's Plus Bus offering. Mine, not nearly as juicy, but I'm trying to win something. Give me Trae Young over 11.5 assists against Miami Heat in the play-in matchup at plus 105. They're at BetMGM. We've seen some line movement. Lundy, this opened at 10.5. I actually grabbed it last night. I talked about it on BetMGM tonight. Had a minus 120 juice upon that open. And then I woke up this morning, I'm like, oh, it went up a tick. And it's a plus money. Yeah, I'll fire yet again on what I feel is an alternative line of sorts compared to the original. But you look at Trae Young. He has been a dime-dishing machine this season against the Miami Heat. In four games against the Heat in the regular season, averaged 12.3 assists per game. He went for 12 assists, 8 assists, 14 assists, and 15 assists in those four matchups. So he was over in 3 of 4. Yeah, you look at Miami over the last 15 regular season games. They gave up the 7th fewest assists per game at 25.3, but it's all about pace of play. High possessions. That is the MO of the ATL, number 6 in pace, or the Atlanta Hawks over their last 15 games. So put all together, lots of possessions. Trae Young always got the ball in his hand, either jacking from 40 feet away or dishing it underneath or outside to his compatriots who convert early and often, and he racks up those assists as a result. So again, put all together, Trae Young over 11.5 times against the Heat plus 105. The baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM with those bets on the board. Let's get after it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco on the countdown. Let's go ahead and get a little nasty here with Nikola Jokic. I think the Joker is going to get the last laugh, and I'm going to go with the alternative market. I think he scores at least 30 points in game numero uno against the L.A. Clippers. You see that juice? A little, again, babysitters by the juice. Plus 100 available at DraftKings Sportsbook. I actually think it's 5 cents higher right now at BetMGM at plus 105. So that's a sexier line that is available, but I still think Nikola is going to cash no matter where you place this. Yes, the Clippers have been outstanding defensively. The third fewest opponent points per game over the last 15 regular season contests, giving up 106.1. They also had the third best adjusted defensive efficiency mark over that same span, yielding only 1.082 points per possession, but it's the postseason. It's Nikola's time. In the regular season and three prior matchups against the Clippers, he only went for 16-1, 28, just barely under in the other. And then the last one, he had a 41-point effort. That was way early in the season. He's averaged 31 points per game at home this year. And entering the NBA playoffs, he cashed the over on 30 or more points in 5 of his last 9 games. I think he's going to be unstoppable, as he always is. The best player in the stinking world. Pile up the points, Joker! And I think he will. So Nikola Jokic, give me 30 or more points against the LA Clippers. Plus 100 at DraftKings. Lundy, you're a Mile High City representative. Fade or follow.
I got to fade you on this one, as much as it pains me to do it. And here's why. What we've seen the last 3 games since they made the coaching change with Michael Malone is Joker backing up and letting his teammates get some work done. I think they're being smarter right now with David Adelman on the bench. I think they're smarter with their rotations. I think they're getting guys involved. I think he's going to score 27-28. I'm just not sure he's going to hit that 30 mark that he has. I know you talked about the numbers that he did in the previous matchups. Yes, he can crush this. Remember, earlier this month, he scored 61. Okay. I mean, we know that he is more than capable of crushing it, but we also know that he loves dishing the rock out and taking care of his teammates. Aaron Gordon, who is playing better, getting Christian Brown involved on those slash cuts on the baseline, all of those kinds of things to me point to a triple double, but not triple as in 30 for his points. I'm going to fade you on this one. I think he finishes just a couple of ticks under this number.
Fading the best player in the known universe? Lundy, you crazy.
Number 4.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's fade the White Sox because it's usually a profitable endeavor, and they're getting a rematch in a series against the Boston Red Sox. Remember last time the Boston Red Sox went to the South Side, and that was like a week ago. They probably lost 2 of 3. So revenge series is on the mind for Beantown. And I think they're going to win game one. And I think they're going to do so in convincing fashion. So give me the Red Sox minus 1.5 on the run line. They're going to win by 2 more runs to score the cover against the Southsiders. They do that again. Little babysitters by the juice there at plus 100. I can't believe this is even plus money. Available there at BetMGM. You look at Boston, far better offensive team compared to Chicago. You look at the Red Sox, number 11 in total runs scored so far this Major League season, tallying 86 ticks there in the box. The White Sox, second to last and run scored, rearing their ugly head like they did last year. They've only played at 54. They're only batting .196 as a franchise so far this year. They lost 2 of their last 8 games straight up. So very likely that they're going to fall short, but will they fall short by at least 2? You look at Boston. They did win game 3 of that last series, 3-1. So they did cover there on the standard run line. They're trotting out Hunter Dobbins. Don't know who he is, neither did I until I actually researched him this morning. A guy that started the season in AAA, he's only got 1 start this year, but a decent one. 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. I believe that came against ATL, and he is going against Martin Perez. Now, Martin Perez got a sterling 1.59 ERA. Oh, but that's deceiving, folks, because you look at his 3.96 expected ERA, and he has been the bearer of good luck so far. So there could be a correction on the immediate horizon. Not only that, in his career at Fenway in over 100 innings pitched. Martin Perez, a 5.65 ERA, and Barfworthy, 1.64 whip. So he has gotten spanked by the Boston Red Sox there within the vicinity of the Green Monster. So you put all together, I think Dobbins will have a decent start. The White Sox offense clearly struggling right now. They're on the road. Boston's like, we got to rectify things. How do, in the hell did we lose 2 out of 3 to Chicago the first time around? They may break out the brooms in this series, and I think they're going to start off in this series in emphatic fashion. I say the Red Sox cover the 1.5 of the run line against the White Sox at plus 100 at BetMGM. New more Quattro on the countdown. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I will follow on this one because I will buy into the revenge narrative. It was kind of, it would kind of be like if you are, if you are on the losing end at any point this season to the Rockies, you should basically fold up your tent and you should just quit. Yeah. You should not be allowed to play major. It should be the equivalent of like an 80 game PED suspension. if you lose to the Rockies, because this is quite possibly the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my lifetime. Without question. So I'm going to follow on this one because I think the Red Sox will want to get some of that revenge as well. I mean, don't get me started on the Rocks.
Hey, the Rockies, the worst team you've ever seen in Major League Baseball. The 24 White Sox say, hold my beer.
Numero tres
here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's have a land down under. We're going back to the diamond and a better matchup for the eyeballs compared to Boston and Chicago. Give me the LA Dodgers and Texas Rangers under 8 total runs at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. Outstanding pitching matchup in this one. Jacob DeGrom against Yoshi Yamamoto. And you look at Yamamoto this season, has been nearly impeccable, 1.23 ERA. The xERA a little bit higher there at 2.32, but even that line moves. He's still having a tremendous season, 4.00 strikeout to walk split on the young year. You look at the Dodgers, they've been under 8 runs in 3 of their last 5, though they are number 6 in total runs scored on the Major League campaign with 93 plated so far this year. Look at Jacob DeGrom, not resembling the Cy Young caliber pitcher of yesteryear. So far this season, 4.38 May. Mundane ERA there. The xERA suggests, so that could come down. It's at a 3.85. Uncharacteristically, not in control, not in command, Lundy, with a 3.68 walks per 9. This guy's been one of the most accurate and precise tossers in the game when healthy in his career. So far, not so good. But look at the Rangers really struggling at the dish outside of Corey Seager, who's just white stinking hot right now. They've been under 8 runs in 4 of the last 5. And on the season as a team, number 26 in total runs scored with 63. So put all together, Dodgers, Rangers, under 8 total runs, minus 110 at BetMGM. Numero tres in the countdown. Lundy, Vader, follow.
You know what's funny? I think you're going to get a little push on this one. You left yourself open. You left yourself open. I will follow, though, because I do see this being a low-scoring contest. I'm not going to dive into many more of the numbers than you just did, but I do think this is one of those where runs are going to be at a premium. Maybe something happens late coming off of the bullpen with either of these teams, but I have an idea that this is going to stay under. Let's say they finish with 7 and you cash a ticket, brother.
Oh, yeah, I like cashing tickets. And hey, if you want to cash tickets, either fading or following our advice, go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. Yeah, we don't charge you a single cent. Lundy's free spreadsheet picks always is there. He's always updating it every single stinking day. The pluses, the minuses, the units gain, the units loss. We're always an open book. We're all about transparency and honesty. My free spreadsheet picks also lives there. This Fade 5 podcast is housed there. So if you missed any prior episodes, you want to go back and listen to our laughable mistakes, you can go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up for a free account. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go out to the left coast because it is indeed the best coast. And I'm going to slam some sake in a matchup of the Golden State. And I'm going to go with Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants to go over 18 and a half outs against the LA Angels. And look at that. Ooh, sexy plus money at plus 115 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Logan Webb. It's the definition of an innings eater. The guy is one of the best in the business in accumulating outs and working deep into games. Already this season, he's gone over this prop a couple of times. In fact, two of his last three turns of the rotation, a 9.75K per nine for him, which is a little bit higher than normal, quite frankly. Only a 2.63 walks per nine. I think the K per nine is going to come down, and that's a positive thing because it'll limit the amount of pitches that he accumulates as a result. Gets a lot of soft contact, indicative in his 52.5% ground ball rate that he has induced so far this year. You look at the Halos, they're middle of the pack. I mean, this is a lackluster offense in general. Number 17 in total run score. They're only batting 230 as a major league team. Also number 15. And wins plus runs created, which is a fine measurement, really determines how stout and how effective you are offensively. So put it all together, I think Logan Webb is going to go at least seven innings tonight. If he does that, let's see, seven times three. That's 21! Oh, I did math! I'm a genius, Lundy! And that's also over 18 and a half outs. All we need for him is to go, what, six and a third? And we cover this. So that's what I'm going to play. Logan Webb over 18 and a half outs. It gets the LA Angels plus 115 available there at DraftKings. Lundy, don't you dare fade this savant.
Savant?
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, probably come is. On. Come on. Let's pump the brakes, Brad. Pump the brakes. So you guys have been following the podcast long enough. I mean, Brad and I have done nearly 800 episodes of this podcast. You know that I shy away from outs on pitchers when they are on the road. It's just one of those things that drives me nuts.
But
I think Logan Webb can get it done against the Angels. It's not like, you know, I mean, it's just a little, you know, like look at the map. It's just like a little short, like here, right down from San Francisco. It's, you know, it's not that bad. It's not like he's, you know, in Tampa, you know, playing at a little league park. So I'll take this one. I'll take the over. I'm getting sucked in by the plus odds. But like I said, I get nervous doing innings outs bets on pitchers when they're on the road.
Oh, Lundy, what you don't get nervous about is ordering that third beer. So quell the nerves and throw another one down, mi amigo.
Third?
Number one.
Numero uno on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to the NBA playoffs, and I'm going to go with Zach Edey, the pride of Purdue. And I say, boiler down. I'm going to live in the land down under on 11 and a half points, taking on those Dallas Mavericks. A little bit heavier juice here at a minus 130, understandably so, available at BetMGM. Truthfully, I actually bought on this prop when it opened about 36 hours ago, and it was at minus 115, and it's already added 15 cents. I'm going to be surprised if it either moves down a tick to 10 and a half or the juice spikes like minus 150, minus 160 by tip time. Here's the reason why. In two matchups over this season against the Mavs, Zach Edey went under not once but twice, and comfortably so. Had 8 points in one game, 4 points in the other. Remember, that was without Anthony Davis in uniform as a member of the Dallas Mavericks, one of the best fives in terms of defense in the league. Now, Zach Edey is a unique matchup and a guy that obviously can kiss out of glass, got some soft touch. He's got more nimble feet than some people believe or perceive, given his girth and his length overall. Let your mind wander on that. But he's been under on this in six of his last eight games. You look at the Mavericks, yeah, they've given up the fifth most opponent points per game, but they have allowed the eighth fewest points per possession to opponents over the last 15 at 1.176. So put it all together. Again, the recent history for Zach Edey and those pair of matchups in the regular season against Dallas going comfortably under. The fact he's going to face Anthony Davis and the fact this Dallas team is decent defensively, especially in the post, says under, and under again. My number one play on this Freaky Friday edition of the Feed 5 podcast is Zach Edey under those 11.5 points against Dallas, minus 130 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
This podcast is so freaking off the rails. Yep. Yeah, sure. Girth, rebounds, length, yeah. all of those kinds of things that no one has ever said about either one of us.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and follow on this one, because he may not get the points. He will grab the boards, though. He'll cause some issues for the Mavs on that sense, I will say.
All right. Well, there you go. There is the Fade 5 countdown in the books. But we got to give you more bets. It's bonus time. Bonus time. Lundy, I have one requirement and one requirement only. All these bets cannot be flaccid. Go.
Oh, no flaccidness in terms of what we're doing here. All right. I already told you about that four-legger right off the top, plus 286 on each of those four teams to take care of business in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I will actually go one step further. Over at BetMGM, I will play the series line on Toronto and take them -1.5, meaning that Toronto basically just needs to win the series in six games or fewer. I think that's going to happen against the Senators. I just think they are a more talented team here in the first round matchup. That over at BetMGM is plus 120. And all we need is for the series to not, for Toronto to win it and for it to not go seven games. And so I'll stand by that with Austin Matthews and company. I will take care of that one. I will also jump in, and yes, I'm a freaking homer and I don't really care what any of you think. I will take my Colorado Avalanche straight up on the money line in game one in Dallas tomorrow night. Dallas not having Miro Heiskanen, who they still have not had since the end of January, and they are not expecting that he's going to be available during this first round matchup. He is their second leading point guy on the defensive side of things, even though he has not played since the end of January. The talent on this Colorado team, they did everything they needed to do right at the trade deadline. This first round matchup is so frustrating. And Brad, I know you don't follow hockey closely, but here's what you guys need to know. If you want to understand how frustrating it is that Dallas and Colorado are playing each other in the first round, Colorado to win the cup is plus, to win the whole thing is plus 800. Dallas is plus 900. Wow. These are the two teams, other than Winnipeg, these are the two teams that have absolutely spectacular odds to win the cup. And unfortunately, they're playing each other in the first round.
That's wild.
It sucks. I wish that these guys were on opposite ends of the bracket so that they could meet a little bit later on. You've obviously got the storyline of Mikko Rantanen, who got traded twice. Now he's with Dallas after spending his career with Colorado. Up until then, Matt Duchene is having a great season for Dallas. He is a former Av as well. And Dallas has home ice, but Dallas is going into the playoffs, Brad, having lost seven in a row to end the season. So yes, they were locked into their playoff position, but so were the Avs, and they didn't lose seven in a row. So anyway, I will take the Avs straight up on the money line. I think they go in, they steal game one, they steal home ice away from Dallas right out of the gate. If you're thinking about some afternoon baseball, the Cubby action against Arizona. I actually like the Cubs straight on the money line. They're like a minus 110, minus 115, depending upon the book. Chicago had yesterday off. Arizona did not. That is part of the reason why I'm leaning into the Cubs. But how about Dansby Swanson, shall we? Give me total bags for Dansby to be over 1.5, plus 115 at BetMGM. He has a 600 lifetime batting average against Corbin Burns. Need I say more? 600 lifetime average.
And Lundy, I'm going to add this. The wind is going to be howling out at Wrigley today.
Well, there you go. And so if you want to play that one, because Brad just gave you the weather forecast of the 12. So Dansby's 12 of 20 lifetime against Corbin Burns. So it's not like I'm throwing like a tiny sample size here. He's had 21 at bats against him, and he's 12 of 20 with a walk in there. Two of those 12 are round trippers. So if you want to jump on the home run idea that Brad just told you because of the wind that's whipping at Wrigley this afternoon, again, that one is an afternoon contest for you. About 2:20, I think, Eastern time. Yep. Is the first pitch. So you do have time to be able to jump on that one if you would like to. And then Brad, I'd been looking at Trey Young's numbers. So I know you gave out his assist prop, but let me give you an SGP way that you play it and bring that number down just slightly. If you take Trey Young to have 10 or more assists and three or more three-pointers, That with a boost, because there is an SGP boost at BetMGM. That's plus 120.
Oh, sexy.
It's a 20% boost, so it's straight up, it's plus 100, but if you apply the boost, it becomes plus 120. You look at those three-pointers. The last time he played Miami, he had six triples in the game, and in fact, you know, I know he only had one in the previous play-in game this week, but if you go back and look historically, like, that was the worst he had done in like a month and a half or something like that. So I think he's good for three three-pointers. You can actually bet at BetMGM whether he or Tyler Hero will have the most three-pointers if you really want to dive in. But again, simple SGP, Trae Young for 10 or more assists, three or more three-pointers with the boost, plus 120 at BetMGM. It is a full slate of baseball. I'm in a sweater because yesterday, it was 75 degrees. When I woke up this morning, it was snowing. Welcome to spring in Colorado. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
As I always say in Colorado, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute, and it's going to change in an instant. And truth be told, right there from Nathaniel Lundy, I lived out there for 7 years. I know how the wind shifts and blows in that fine location. All right, let's get the team Huevos parlay play of the day on the board. Not a heavy juice, but I need a winner, folks. A two-legger. I just need a hit from each one of these guys. Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros is a leg numero uno and leg numero dos right there in Lundy's second. Was Nathaniel Lowe going to be going up against the Rockies at Coors Field? I need him to get a hit as well. That checks out to a plus 108 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Alvarez going against the San Diego Padres, and he's facing Kyle Hart. Now, Kyle Hart and him had never locked horns before because Hart was overseas. I think playing in Korea or Japan last year. But anyway, so far this season, 5.40 ERA and a 51.5% hard hit rate he is allowed. And then you want to talk about a guy that when the baseball hits the bat, it's all about exit velo, and it really piles up those ticks. That's off Yordan's lumber. He has gotten a hit in 8 of his last 10 games. And a guy against LHPs, which Hart is, last season he had 362 against lefties. Only 2-7 so far, but sample size, Evans. Yes, certainly applies here. I think Yordan gets another base knock tonight, and that's all I need is just one. And the same applies to Nathaniel Lowe. I know it's going to be chilly there in Denver, but a guy that's gotten a hit in 6 of his last 7 games and his career against Colorado, over 58 at bats, he's batting robust 345, and he's going to get Dolander on the mound, who has been teed off against left-handed hitters, giving up a 313 batting average and 1,228 OPS so far this year. So to put it all together, Yordan Alvarez hit, Nathaniel Lowe, the former Texas Ranger, to get a hit. Put those hands together. Plus, what a weight available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. But wait, there's more. And bonus time. Let's go back to the NBA. Jaren Jackson, one of the best defenders in the league. I say he gets not one, but two steals against those Dallas Mavericks. I know Jackson's only averaging 1.2 steals per game on the year, but in 4 matchups against Dallas this season, went over in 2 of 4 matchups. And a guy, too, I think the last time he faced the Mavs, he had 3 swipes in that game. Dallas, over the last 15 regular season games, they allowed the 5th most opponent steals per game in the entirety of the NBA at 8.9. So put all together, I think Jared Jackson works those active hands and slaps the weather away at least once, and probably twice. And if he gets those 2 steals, those 2 swipes, it's plus 100 there at BetMGM. Back to the diamond, Luis Arraez. Give me him to get at least 2 hits against the Houston Astros. These some of the best names I've ever seen in a baseball uniform. Ryan Gusto of the Houston Astros. That's a phenomenal last name. Gusto, not exactly outstanding when it comes to going up against left-handed hitters, giving up a 982 OPS so far this season, a role allowing a 44.8% hard hit rate. I look at Arraez. He has collected at least a pair of base knocks in a single game 6 times here in the month of April, and over his career at Minute Maid Park, where this is going to be going down, I sit in 333, 6 of 18. So get me a pair of hits and we cash in at a handsome +155. And last and certainly not least, the last game on the docket tonight in baseball, you have the LA Angels going against the San Francisco Giants. And I'm going to work a little same game parlay here. You guys know I love picking on Tyler Anderson. So give me Tyler Anderson for a pair of walks. And then give me Wilmer Flores to get a hit. That's it. Simple two-legger. Shakes out to +138. Built that at DraftKings this morning. Flores has gotten a hit in three of his last five. He's 8-21 lifetime against Tyler Anderson. That shakes out to a .381 career batting average. So decent sample size and level of success, to say the least. Yeah, you look at Tyler Anderson, terrific 2.87 ERA on the surface, but he also has given up a 5.74 walks per nine mark. He's given two free passes, four and four free passes, and his three starts this season. San Francisco, number 11 in base on balls percentage, earning that free pass on 9.6% of their plate appearances. So same game parlay, Wilmer Flores to get a hit, Tyler Anderson to walk at least two, +138 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review? Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Huevos, until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't suck, Maple Leafs.